You're smart. Your TV is smart. That's why you cut the cord. But you need one more thing.
Alaska's News Source. Watch live or when it's convenient for you, here's how.
Just search Alaska's News Source on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, or Android TV. Install and enjoy.
It's completely free and has everything you need in one spot.
Breaking news.
Statewide weather. In-depth investigations.
Start streaming Alaska's News Source live today.
All new tonight at 6, cruise ships are back in Alaska.
I'm Georgina Fernandez in Seward. I'll tell you how ships are bringing a boost of economy and the local reaction.
While we're seeing the wave of warmer weather really erode our Alaska snowpack, I'll have your Friday and weekend forecast.
The debate over the future of charter schools turns contentious during a hearing in Juneau.
It's our duty to continue to build great humans and great firefighters for the future of the wildland fire community.
Passing down the importance of teamwork, the state trains the next generation of firefighters. We take you to the simulated fire line.
You're watching Alaska's News Source.
Good evening. The return of cruise ships across Alaska. They are docking weeks earlier this year. Now, that includes Seward. Georgina Fernandez shows us how the city welcomed its second round of ships this year.
Cruise ships are back for the season here in Seward as locals welcomed hundreds of passengers. This year, the port is expecting larger and more full ships, bringing an economic boost.
Blue skies and snow-capped mountains.
Wow, how beautiful. It was mountain after mountain.
Welcomed the second wave of cruise ships for the season in Seward Thursday morning.
Personally, I'm just excited to see some wildlife. I hope we get to see some cool wildlife.
Sending a wave of energy in the air.
Busy, it's electric.
Kicking off what locals call the start of summer season in Seward, and a critical economic time for the port town.
Tourism is one of the heartbeats of Seward.
Just ask Elzernia, a owner of the Mermaid Grotto Boutique and a brewery in town, who tells us 80% of her revenue comes directly from tourism.
Tourism season is everything for our business. I mean, it's what we do through the summer to make sure that we can, you know, stay open as long as we can in the winter as well.
And on port days, she says shop owners get ready to welcome in those extra customers.
Making sure that they're open on those days. Everybody's making sure they're fully stocked.
The Seward Chamber of Commerce says businesses are prepared for the influx of customers on port days.
That's always, a hurdle that we have to jump over in this industry across Alaska is staffing. But from what we're seeing, most of our businesses are ready to go.
Adding, it has been looking at data over the past years to help prepare the town for when the hustle of cruise ship season returns to the docks.
The chamber is expecting to welcome 22,000 cruise ship passengers this year. Georgina Fernandez, Alaska's News Source.
Download the Alaska's Weather Source app, and with less than 30 days in the session coming up, lawmakers are still dealing with education funding. School districts like Anchorage are starting a multi-year school closure and consolidation plan because of dwindling enrollment. Some say schools are being flat-funded for several years, and that's also an impact. Political reporter Steve Kirch has more from Juneau.
Yeah, Rebecca, the House Finance Committee did not take action on a comprehensive education bill today. That is very similar to the one the governor vetoed. But this one has one slight difference. It has charter school language attached to it. The $176 million education funding proposal means a $680 per student increase to the base student allocation, more money for student transportation and homeschool correspondence and K-3 reading programs. Charter school language, again, the contentious part of this debate, proposing to give the governor what he wants, state school board members more authority to approve new charter schools.
But in any event, they say they don't want the charter school. Now the state board says you're going to have it.
and you're going to pay for it. Am I right about that?
My understanding is the state would use some of their own funds to stand up the school.
But they don't necessarily have to be accepted by their local district. Is that correct? The local district gets the shot to take them, but if they say no, they shop around to see if there's a district that wants to manage them?
Correct. They could engage in discussions and negotiations with other districts for their charter.
Now, the House Finance Committee is set to take up education again on Friday morning. They're going to take up an education bill that, you know, would mean increasing the base student allocation by $1,000. That should be an interesting debate. Steve Kirch, Alaska's News Source.
We have continuing coverage of the deadly Fairbanks plane crash. Today, an NTSB spokesperson said they do not suspect the Douglas DC-4 going to Kobuk with more than 3,000 gallons of heating fuel was overloaded or out of balance.
At this point right now, obviously we're in the formative stages of the investigation, but I can say at this point right now, that is not the way this investigation is going. What we're trying to do is we're looking, obviously, at this point at some type of mechanical, an anomaly that took place here.
The crash was about 7 miles south of Fairbanks' airport. Two people died. Alaska State Troopers say they sent partial remains to the state medical examiner's office to be identified. And they say that no more remains have been found because icy conditions have limited the search. Crews used Tanana River water to create a wetline perimeter to bring 2 acres of forest fire under control. The FBI wants information on an Anchorage man who pled guilty to attempting to coerce and entice a minor. 42-year-old Benjamin Rondi is also known as Alex or Alexander Marco. Alaska's United States Attorney's Office says he was arrested after meeting up with an FBI agent he thought was a 13-year-old girl. That happened last year. The attorney's office says more than 5,000 images of child sexual abuse were found on his devices. The office says that he was also uploading photos to an online platform. Anyone who has information with the name known as Alex or Alexander Marco, they were asked to call the Anchorage FBI office or send an anonymous tip to tips.fbi.gov. And it started out as a beautiful day for Seward, as it was here in Anchorage. Meteorologist Jackie Purcell tells us temperatures are warming across the state and in South Central.
That's right. That first cruise ship coming into Seward today, Georgina Fernandez, seeing those happy folks getting to enjoy some nice Alaska spring weather. Let's check out where we are here in Anchorage. We do have a few clouds out there and the winds. They have been picking up. 52 degrees currently, but at the airport, those gusts in the last hour have hit 31 miles per hour out of the south-southeast with 17 mile per hour winds at the surface. 52 there, 56 out on the east side of town into Campbell Creek Science Center, J-Bear 2. And we'll continue to see the winds. Our highest official temperature at 55, 60 is the record, that going from 2005. And let's talk about those winds and what they can produce. This is a pictures of the dust devil that was seen in the Palmer area. You can tell that it was still some nice weather, but breezy conditions. Dust devils, not a tornado, because the ground is where these winds originate, and then they go up. You can see they're not connected to any type of cloud, but Fina Kiefer did see that. Here's a look at the Palmer area, seeing some showers maybe forming into the Talkeetna Mountains as we get into the afternoon, definitely on the south end of the Kenai Peninsula. So Seward folks maybe enjoyed their dry day today. There's some showers moving in there as well as on the west side of the inlet, parts of the Susitna Valley. It's going to be a drier one as we head into Saturday as well as Sunday. Sunday looking especially nice. So here's a look at the next 3 days. More chances to say goodbye to the snow as April sun is out with highs daytime into the 50s. Could see some isolated showers. Other than that, it should be a nice forecast for us for our Friday.
All right, thanks, Jackie. Download the Alaska's Weather Source app to keep up to date on how much temperatures are rising in your area. You can find it on your phone in the App Store. Still ahead, pushing past the pain of training.
My body's tired, but I'll stick through it.
How one state academy is teaching lessons in wildland firefighting that go beyond battling the blaze. Plus, we go live to the Native Youth Olympics happening in Anchorage. Sports reporter Jordan Rodenberger shows us what's happening.
You're watching Alaska's News Source.
New at 6, it's hard to believe, but wildfire season is here. A division of forestry and the fire protection has started to host its annual training academies. Carly Schreck has that story out of Chugiak.
It's a quiet morning here at Birchwood Camp as the sun barely crests over the mountains. It's the calm before the cadres and cadets of the Alaska Basic Wildland Firefighter Academy run their morning drills.
Man, every single morning when we do that PT and I feel that cold weather, I'm like, dang.
Texas native Coquise Barnett arrived in Alaska 3 weeks ago, joining the Gannett Glacier Fire Crew.
I wanted to make sure that I was dialed and knew exactly what to do before it actually started.
They've come here from all corners of the country, as well as our state.
I'm doing this so I could gain knowledge and pass it on to the younger generation.
Pauline Nicarai is here from Kwithluk. At 43, she's the oldest cadet in this group.
Finish it to the very end!
And Artie Kamaroff from Lower Kalskag.
This academy has given me the opportunity to further my knowledge and better myself.
The academy draws all sorts of people, each with their own reason for attending. For Shivak's Erica Mathias, it's more personal.
I'm mainly doing this for myself and also for a new beginning.
Learning about what life is like on the fire line.
Get our boots on, grab our tools, and get back into the fight.
It's a state-funded program that goes far beyond obtaining certifications.
We try and build a culture of good humans.
Not just learning angles of attack or basic firefighting equipment, but learning how to work as a team.
It's one thing we really take a lot of pride on is taking a very diverse group of people and molding them together and working together towards a common goal.
For 10 straight days, they live together, eat together, train together.
It's like building a family.
Not only building a family, but building a force. The front line against Alaska's wildfires. Carly Schreck, Alaska's News Source.
Now that training will wrap with the graduation ceremony April 30th, and great job to all those people involved.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Click subscribe so you can get the latest podcast from Alaska's News Source automatically. And stay up to date with breaking news and in-depth reporting available for free 24/7 with the Alaska News Source app.